Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Happy Tough Love Thursday. I hope you're having a great week and are excited for another episode here for the weekly segment where I am sharing these quick, short mindset shifts that are designed to really support you in opening up to understanding and healing the root causes of your patterns, your addictive patterns with sugar and food. And today is a powerful topic. We're talking about happiness. So the truth that I want to share with all of you today is something that I've seen in myself. It's something I've seen in almost all of my clients and other women that I just know in my life. And I see this happening in our society. And the sad truth, the tough love truth for all of you today is there is a part of you that is holding back your happiness, that is holding back joy and pleasure and happiness. And I see this act out in when we're feeling happy or we're feeling in a good way, but people around us are not. And we downplay our happiness because we should not feel so great. And it's really interesting to see this play out in my groups. I'm seeing it play out right now in my current program is women showing up on our calls, you know, having a really hard week, you know, really being in a bad spot, and other women feeling bad for feeling like they're in a great spot and they had an amazing week. And I see this, and we've had lots of conversations about how we need to own and give ourselves permission for our happiness and for our joy and to honor that it's also okay when things are going great for us. I think there's a part of us that's always like trying to people please or trying to manage other people's emotions by keeping our joy to ourselves. And we actually need the opposite. In our world, we need more people allowing their happiness to shine through, allowing their smile to brighten someone else's day who may not be having a happy day. So I want to invite all of you to consider this for yourselves this week as you go about your week or weekend. You know, are there areas where you're actually subconsciously suppressing your happiness? You know, areas where you should be feeling joy. Maybe you're out in nature, you're having a relaxing day with friends that you love, or you're watching your pets do something hilarious. And my cats are always doing something really funny yesterday. And I just like really tapped into this sense of laughter and joy. And it was hilarious. I didn't used to allow myself to feel that. You know, it's one of the symptoms of the emotional suppression that we have all been trained to do, to keep our emotions to ourselves. And that's not just the difficult emotions, you know, sadness and grief and anger and all those heavier emotions, but also the joyful ones. We're taught in our society that we have to keep it between the lines. We've got to keep even keel. Heaven forbid you're too happy, right? Or you're shining your light too bright. And I hope that each of you are in communities and connected with people who do support this, but it starts from within. It starts for each of us to recognize, where am I actually holding back on allowing myself? There's almost this piece that we need to actually give ourselves permission again to feel happy and to feel good and to allow those feelings to come forward. And you can't do that without also allowing yourself to feel all the other feelings. I work with women who are completely blocked to their emotions. And many of you here in this group can connect to that. I know because my last live workshop, you shared this with me. And this is really common. But what happens when we block, you know, we stuff down our emotions, we numb out with sugar, we avoid the heavy emotions, is we also block and stuff down the happy emotions, the ones that we're striving to feel. So if you want to feel more joy and happiness in your life, it comes as a consequence or a byproduct of opening up to feeling more of all the feelings. And this is exactly why I'm so passionate about my emotional empowerment program that I'm going to be hosting again in May, is we're diving deep into doing this emotional work, to opening up the portal to all of the emotions and beginning to feel and deal with and process to release our pain so we can begin to feel more happiness, to feel more joy, freedom, and all of these amazing states of being that we're striving to live in most of the time. And I just absolutely love going through this 8-week process. We're deep diving into the emotional component, but also the other root causes that are year after year keeping women stuck on the sugar roller coaster. If you're curious to know at all about this upcoming program, come and get your name on the wait list. I am just about to open registration to early bird registration to those on the wait list. So I'll make sure the link is down below and above so you can come get your name on the wait list to be the first to hear when I open that in the next week or two. Stay tuned. And in the meantime, observe and connect with where you may be blocking yourself from happiness over this next week. Really notice, you know, are there situations or things that are showing up in your life that actually do feel really good? And notice if you're holding yourself back from allowing yourself to feel really good, right? Allowing yourself to really enjoy that cuddle with your dog on the couch, or allowing yourself to really feel the joy of that sun on your face as the weather is getting nicer, the birds chirping, you know, and what part of you may be coming in to suppress that, to keep it down, like keep yourself together. You know, there's also this conundrum in our society where we tend to lean into commiserating with each other, and it needs to stop. Just because someone around you is having a hard day doesn't mean you can't also have a great day and show up with your energy and your bright light and your love to hold space for that person who may need a little bit of extra love today, may need a little of your light today. If we all stoop to each other's depression, anxiety, fear, sadness, we're all going to be living there together. And that doesn't help any of us. So I hope that this has inspired you to start lifting that veil and to begin giving yourself that permission to feel joy, to feel happiness, because it's there within you. It's just hidden. It's just suppressed. And perhaps there's things in your life that you want to add in that are going to add more of that, things that make you happy, things that bring you joy, so that you no longer need to look to sugar for that false sense of happiness and joy. Many of you are also doing this, right? Not feeling that and instead searching for this fake dopamine hit from processed food that in turn then turns into a dopamine drop and guilt and shame, weight gain, health issues, all the things obviously that processed food are leading to. So let this be your motivation to focus in and start allowing yourself to open up to the joy and happiness that exists all around you. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning into another episode here on Tough Love Thursdays. I'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks, everyone.